Christian, everything that you listen to, because I found the most important thing was that when you look at different things, you find different opinions and you find different perspectives. And researching a lot and reading about a lot of it is the best way to find the truth, or close to the truth, that's actually happening and what's actually happening in the world. And another thing is, instead of just reading and listening, I'm also talking to people who have had similar experiences, such as one of the topics that you're researching, such as my friend. Her most of her family comes from Syria, and so she explained to me that she said that a lot of the things they say in the newspaper is not as true as it could be. She says that there have been terrorist groups in Syria since a long time, and she said that they just didn't. Nobody paid attention to them until other governments became involved, and now they're much larger. They're threatening the world. And she said that sometimes you don't realize what's going on in these countries until you've actually met someone or talked to someone who's experienced it. Such as my uncle, he lived in Syria for a couple of years and he studied Arabic there. And he said that you don't understand what's going on in the country until you've met with the people, until you've spent time in the community, you've experienced it, and then you realize what's actually going on, and you realize what sometimes what you read is not exactly what is actually going on in the country.
And I have to say that I strongly agree with that statement. I oftentimes get asked by young professionals and today's youth as to what advice I could provide to them, especially to the youth who are interested in pursuing a career in international relations and affairs. And I oftentimes stress the importance of not only becoming educated, but in order for you to understand the culture, it's highly valuable for you to go to the country, to live there, to understand the language, to understand the culture, and to have that experience to travel around the world. You obtain that much more information and that much more knowledge as a result of being immersed in a country. You know, reading about certain issues is highly relevant. Staying up to date with the latest news, watching the latest news, seeing what's happening around the world, questioning why is a certain issue relevant and what should be done. Why, not only why is it happening, but what actions will perhaps result next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that that's highly valuable, is immersing yourself in the culture and then also staying up to date with relevant information. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, I think that attending conferences, roundtables, and events where you have an opportunity to network and to communicate with highly educated experts, attend as many of these events as possible, because it's only an asset and you obtain so much information that is valuable to you. And to be provided with an opportunity to ask certain experts questions pertaining to an issue of interest to you. As a program editor of Global Horizons at the NATO Association of Canada, I think that the association is great because there are so many opportunities for today's youth to be actively involved in these roundtables, these conferences, these events. Oftentimes, there are students out there who have a passion and they're interested. They might be interested in writing, but they don't pursue it because they don't know what steps to take next. In terms of international relations and affairs, what would you say are some of the major issues of concern that are of great interest to you today?
One of the things I was interested in is the Middle East, or the MENA, so Middle East and North Africa region, because there has been conflict in that region since basically the beginning of time, so basically since civilization started there. And over the past 100 years, many different countries have been coming in there and trying to solve the conflicts, and I'm not sure if they are helping or if they are hurting, but time will tell. And I'm just interested in what will happen next there. I'm interested in what will happen after the terrorist groups are either eliminated or grow stronger. Just very interested in what's going on there. As well, I'm interested in the rising power of China. So as China was an industrialized country and now it's grown to one of the largest with the largest market and one of the largest powers in the world. I'm interested in what maybe they'll do with their power, or they haven't shown it yet, but how they might show that they have this power, what they might decide to do. And also Russia's conflict with NATO and many of the other countries, and how they have opposing views, and what might happen with these opposing views and these conflicts between the two of them.
What are some of your goals for the future?
Neuro goals, I guess, would be in a science fair. I want to compete in the science fair in March again, and hopefully possibly go to the national fair again, which was lots and lots of fun. I guess in the future, I'm hoping to go into engineering and science at the University of Toronto, because I heard that it's a challenge, but I love challenges, and I'm very excited to learn so much more. And I guess I just go with whatever opportunity arises next, and I follow it to wherever it will take me.
Caroline, I have to say that you have been immensely successful in winning a lot of awards. What are some of your most rewarding achievements?
My most rewarding achievement was probably last year at the National Science Fair, when I won the gold medal and the National Innovation Award, because I wasn't expecting it at all. It was a complete surprise. I came there for the opportunity to explain my idea to judges who would be interested in it, to others who might be interested in the idea, and end up winning a medal and an innovation award. And it was just so surprising that it was one of the most rewarding achievements.
Caroline, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those interested in following your footsteps? You've obviously achieved a lot of success in the science fairs, and you have a strong passion and interest in engineering. So what would you be able to advise to the students who are perhaps your age, who would be interested in following the footsteps that you have succeeded in?
I think that one of the most important things is to follow what you love doing, to never give up. That your success is often built on a mound of failures, and often you might fail 100 times, but that one success will make it all worth it. And often people only get to maybe 50 failures and believe that there never will be a success. But I always think that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, even though you find that maybe it's impossible, you can't do it. If you put enough effort and passion into something, that anything is possible, and you almost always get rewarded for all your efforts.
For those who are listening today, it's oftentimes crucial to look at your failures and to examine the reasoning as to why you failed. Then move forward and treat everything like a lesson. You know, even your successes, it's oftentimes useful to look back at what you succeeded in and reflect, because oftentimes individuals who are successful will continue to strive, they'll continue to push themselves to the next limit, to the next level. And I have to say that as the program editor of Global Horizons at the NATO Association of Canada, I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of successful individuals and influential individuals in the field of international relations and affairs. And whenever I ask them for advice that they have to provide to the youth interested in pursuing a career in international relations and affairs, or any advice that they have pertaining to those students who are interested in studying international relations and affairs, they oftentimes tell me that reading as much as possible and staying up to date is relevant. Also, you have to be passionate. You have to have that drive and that determination to want to focus on a region, and then see as time progresses, oftentimes what will happen is new news will emerge and there will be new developments. So I think it's a process, and one where if you're passionate about something, the best thing is to become educated about a certain region. The beauty behind international relations and affairs is that today's news will be different tomorrow at times. there's so many opportunities out there, and oftentimes by networking and by taking the opportunity to enter an essay writing competition is highly valuable, because not only are you provided with an opportunity to state your opinion, but that opinion can have an impact on a lot of other students and a lot of other individuals and influential people in international relations and affairs, because it provides others with an opportunity to see how you think, what your rationale is, what your logic is, and then to examine the reasoning behind your statements and your point of view. I have a Polish background as well. And as you know, I do have a bachelor's and honors degree in legal studies and a master's in public service from the University of Waterloo. And then after that, I completed Harvard Law School's executive education program. And I'm currently completing my LLB, my law degree, through University of London's international program. I completed my first year. Now I'm in the process of completing my second year. And the one thing I can say is that passion is crucial. Without determination, there is no success. Perseverance is essential. Pushing as much as possible. At times, during times when there are difficulties, we discuss failure. You know, oftentimes people will reach that success once they've failed. I look forward to having you join the NATO Association of Canada. And I'm certain that a lot of the students who are provided with an opportunity to perhaps read more of your work in the future will look forward to seeing what you have to say next.
Thank you.
Caroline, did you want to share any final words with our listeners today as well?
One thing that I found that was important was that a lot of people in my school, they're very interested in politics, they're very interested in international affairs, but they mostly just end up at the lunch table arguing it with friends, and they don't really know much about NATO, they don't know much about what they can do to express their opinion. And I think that if anybody is interested in writing this NATO essay or doing anything with international affairs, you should really just go for it, because everybody has a different opinion, and everybody's opinion is important. And oftentimes you don't know where this opinion could lead you. You don't know what you're able to succeed if you don't try.
If you do not try, you won't know if you will succeed or not. But oftentimes taking that next step and being involved, if you're passionate about something and you're having conversations about relevant issues, major issues of concern happening in the world, I think that you should definitely take the next step and look at different competitions that are out there and be involved. Don't be afraid to write an essay and to submit it. That is crucial. Without a submission, you won't know whether your essay will be successful or not. You took a topic that you were interested in pursuing, you wrote the essay, and then you submitted it. In order to be successful in writing, you have to know how to think rationally and strategically and logically. So that critical thinking is crucial, because without critical thinking, it's difficult to structure an essay, and it's complex. It's a complex process that requires not only a passion, but also an ability and that skill to evaluate the situation and to look at various strategies and to look at what policies should be implemented, and then to question what would the impact of those policies be. Why are certain policies that are in place, why are they ineffective? And to come up with a strategy as to what would be more effective is something that certainly requires an ability to think logically, and to have that critical thinking is essential. Caroline, I have to say that I do want to thank you very much for your submission. And as a result of this submission, you are the winner of NATO's 2015 essay writing competition. And I sincerely want to congratulate you for this success. And I do look forward to reading more of your work in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.